Unit 5, Tax Haven and Corporate Tax Evasion. Part 1, Preview Activities. Listening Comprehension. 1. Fill in the blanks with words you have heard from the passage. A blacklist of the world's 30 worst offending tax havens was published in June by the European Commission as part of a crackdown on multinational companies trying to avoid paying tax in the 28-country bloc. The list includes the tiny Polynesian island Niue, where 1,400 people live in semi-subsistence, but does not include Luxembourg, the EU's wealthy tax avoidance hub. The list also includes various well-known havens, among them the Cayman Islands, British Virgin Islands, and Guernsey. But other jurisdictions that are commonly labeled as offshore tax avoidance hubs were notably missing. Jersey and Switzerland, for example, were not named. Mauritius, Brunei, Hong Kong, Maldives, Cook Islands, Nauru were also listed. Within Europe, Monaco, Liechtenstein, and Andorra made it onto the blacklist. The Commission explained, however, that the list of 30 non-cooperative jurisdictions was designed only to assess non-EU members. As a result, the new register does not include countries such as the Netherlands, Ireland, or Luxembourg, all of which are under investigation by the European competition authorities, suspected of offering sweetheart tax deals to Apple in Ireland, Starbucks in the Netherlands, and Amazon and Fiat in the Luxembourg. The dealings in Luxembourg have been particularly embarrassing for Jean-Claude Juncker, now the head of the European Commission, who was the small duchy's premier when the deals were made. The Organization of Eastern Caribbean States said it is determined to have 13 Caribbean countries removed from the European Union's list of 30 international tax havens. It is not a positive assessment, so it is something we must move to get rid of, and that's why collectively we are going to do whatever we have to do. And we are taking our case to the CARICOM, Caribbean Community, region. Because Barbados was also named. The current OECS chairman, Grenada Prime Minister Keith Mitchell, said this week at a meeting of the group. Barbados is a member of CARICOM, but not the OECS. Historically, Barbados is known as the most compliant country in the Caribbean, so having Barbados on the list makes the thing even more ridiculous, Mitchell said. It is a big surprise. The methodology used in assessing those countries is quite flawed, and in fact, I believe today it is more an embarrassment to the European Union than the original statement that they made. It is a big embarrassment to them, he added. Antigua and Barbados Prime Minister Gaston Browne, whose country is also on the EU list, said the document is flawed and even baffling, given that regulators, including the Europe-based Global Forum, had found Caribbean countries to be very compliant. There was no prior warning, and we note, too, that the countries in Europe with whom we have significant trade relations, the United Kingdom as an example, Germany, France, they did not make any such assessment, Brown said. Two, listen to the second passage and answer the following questions according to the passage. Nearly 3 out of 4 companies in the U.S. Fortune 500 operate at least one subsidiary in an offshore tax haven, and some have registered more than 100, allowing them to evade taxes on hundreds of billions of dollars in profits every year, according to a study conducted by the U.S. Public Interest Research Group and the Citizens for Tax Justice. The report found that companies have dramatically increased their use of accounting techniques that allow cash earned overseas to be booked in the name of subsidiaries that are incorporated in low or no tax jurisdictions, sometimes with little more than a mailbox as their physical presence. Between 2008 and 2014, the amount of money U.S. firms claimed as profits attributable to offshore entities doubled to $2.1 trillion. A side effect of the increased avoidance of taxes is that the Treasury Department loses an estimated $90 billion in tax revenue annually, revenue that could be used to reduce taxes domestically. The U.S. firm that leads the pack in offshore profits is Apple, and by a large margin. The Cupertino, California electronics manufacturer has an estimated $181 billion in profits booked offshore. Second is General Electric, with $119 billion. And third is Microsoft, with $108 billion. According to the study, Apple paid an effective 2.3% in taxes on its overseas billions and would owe the Treasury Department as much as $59.2 billion if that money were not considered overseas for tax purposes. The idea that the funds are considered to be held offshore is important, because much of the money is actually kept in U.S.-based banks and other financial institutions. Much, if not most, of the profits kept offshore are actually housed in U.S. banks or invested in American assets, but are registered in the name of foreign subsidiaries, the study notes, echoing the findings of a U.S. Senate investigation. In such cases, American corporations benefit from the stability of the U.S. financial system while avoiding paying taxes on their profits that officially remain booked offshore for tax purposes. The study recommends a number of steps that could be taken by Congress to reduce the amount of tax revenue lost to offshore tax havens. The simplest solution would be to change the law, which currently allows companies to defer the payment of taxes on overseas income until that money is officially brought back to the United States. The study notes that such a change would bring in an estimate $900 billion in additional tax revenue over 10 years. The authors also advocate closing multiple tax loopholes in the current system, such as the practice of selling patents and other intellectual property to shell companies in tax havens, and then directing a large share of profits to the company in the guise of payment for a license to use it. Finally, the report calls for increased transparency. Multinational corporations should report their profits on a country-by-country basis, so they can't mislead each nation about the share of their income that was taxed in the other countries.